Pierre Seguin stands at the doors of the Giant Tiger Algonquin location with a broad smile on his face, proudly modeling his brand new winter coat. Seguin was one of 20 seniors selected to take part in a shopping trip through the United Way's inaugural Keeping Seniors Warm initiative. United Way goes out and fundraises within the community to come up with a dollar value amount that we can then turn over to shoppers who have been referred through agencies as people in need. And they get to use a budgeted amount to choose the products that will keep them warm this winter, explained Kathy Seguin, Nipissing Community Engagement Coordinator with United Way. The budgeted amount for each senior is $175, money they use to purchase items that make them feel safe and warm. Seniors living on fixed incomes often go without because there just isn't that disposable cash available. I am so appreciative. It helps me a lot. I don't have to come up with $200 to buy my winter wear. I never even knew there was this organization until I got the paperwork. I was surprised, said Pierre Seguin, who listed the items he needed. I'm looking for a winter coat, long johns, socks, toque, and mitts, the necessities. Volunteers like Shannon Clausen helped the seniors with their shopping. They seem very happy and grateful, and they know what they need. They know what they're here for, and it is nice to be able to help them. The seniors were referred through agencies, such as the Crisis Center and LIPI, low-income people involvement of Nipissing. The seniors also received a swag bag at the end of their shopping excursion filled with wonderful items like a Tim Hortons gift card, toiletries, bottled water and some treats. They also are provided with transportation to and from the store to make their day a little easier to get around, shared Seguin. PHARA's CEO, Mike van der Vilst, is pleased to have partnered with the United Way to help seniors stay warm this winter. We're a nonprofit charitable organization in North Bay that has a lot of programs that support seniors, from our outreach programs to assistive devices, so it was just a perfect match. And to give back to the community with the volunteers the United Way has brought in, it warms your heart. Earlier in the morning, Senior Morris Rombo shopped for his own winter wear, including winter boots, thermal underwear, thick socks, and a pair of jeans. It is fantastic. It is such a privilege. I can't find the words, to be honest, I'm speechless. It means more to me than anything, said Rombo, who went on to describe the winter he would have had without this opportunity. I would get through the winter, but it would be rough, very rough. So, it is just so heartwarming that people out there are willing to help, and that means a lot. Rombo's volunteer helper was Cassie Clausen. They're really grateful for this experience, and I'm really glad I get to help them because I wouldn't want anybody going cold this winter, especially the seniors in our community, said Clausen. It was an eye-opening experience for the 15-year-old volunteer, who enjoyed speaking with the seniors. It is sometimes hard for them to get through the winter, they're going cold and it is really sad and heartbreaking. One woman told her volunteer that it was the first time in her life that was able to own a brand new winter coat. At the end of his shopping excursion, Rick Hodges proudly stood with two bags filled with winter apparel. It was great. I could cry. I got a coat and sweaters and pants and some socks. My stuff is getting old looking, you can see I've worn it for quite some time, Hodges said, pointing to his frayed coat. Without all this, it would be a cold winter, so thank you very much. It was a successful day all the way around. I'm glad that we started off our inaugural year with a realistic target for our area. All I see is growth and potential going forward, shared Seguin from a United Way standpoint. The need is very great. You look at housing issues, you look at transportation issues, you look at some of the insecurities that are out there in the community, and programs like this just make our cold winters a little more tolerable for somebody who is out on the street more than they'd like to be.